Lindsay Smith, live from Warrnambool, with Alden Flower.
And the work's been okay, so, yeah, she's a good chance. Alden Flower, have something on Alden Flower.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Alden Flower, Campbell Rawilla's going to get his first Caulfield win, and he's going to do it in style. Alden Flower.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Oh, yeah. Lindsay Smith, Gareth Hall. Speaking of great combinations.
Don't they? They are a match made in heaven, those two.
They are indeed.
Joined at the hip.
A winner last week, and Gareth will be milking that for all it's worth. He's back today, the great man. Saw some social media action last night. He might have popped the big question over the weekend.
What?
Gareth, yes.
No,
more on
he
that
hasn't.
After 10:30. Breaking news.
One of the greats has gone down.
Yeah, yeah. So
I don't believe it.
Big
I can't
congratulations.
Oh, we
G
need
Hall.
To get him on.
Live. Maybe he
this
might
is
be
a
soon.
Sad day for the women of Australia.
Well, that's right. That's right. He is
one of
locked
the great
and
bachelors.
Loaded. Yep. Congratulations to Gareth and Dana.
I wonder if he did it with like a sulky bringing the ring or something. Jumping off the harness horse. We need to know these details.
We do. We'll hopefully get a few more after 10:30. Now, racing at Benalla today. Edward Higgins is the track manager at Benalla. Edward, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are we tracking today in terms of the rail position and how's it come up?
Yep, so the rail's at 3 metres from the true position from the 800 to the winning post, mm-hmm. and it's true for the remainder. The track's at a good 4, and the Penno's at 5.45.
Now, it's only 19 degrees here in Melbourne. It's got a sort of touch of autumn about it today. What's it like in Benalla? A bit warmer?
Yeah, it's meant to get up to 29 degrees today, so we'll see. Yeah, should maybe see an upgrade later on. We'll see what happens.
Let's get in the car and go to Benalla. That'd be nice for the day. Edward, thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Cheers. Thank you.
Edward Higgins there, the Benalla track manager, racing on a good 4 today. 29 degrees. I'd rather be there.
No, that works. Russell Osborne will be there. Morning, Russ.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
You're taking 3 up the highway. In race 2, you got the well-named Cheeky Chipmunk, who's had 7 goes and yet to place. What can happen today?
I think he's ran about 3/4 in that 7 start, so he's sort of one of those frustrating ones that there's he's got ability, but I don't know whether he's up to the leading couple in there, so he'll probably run his usual 3rd or 4th.
Yeah, we'll put money on 4th there. Oven, race 7, you got the toppy Mountain Abyss, who charged home at Albury last start for a good win.
Yeah, I've only had him for the couple of runs, and he was a bit unlucky the first start. He sort of missed a start and then got trapped in behind him, and so it was sort of a forgive run that he never really got to extend. And then at Albury, probably a bit weaker grade, and we decided to go to the biggest straight and see whether he could run home, and he really ran nice.
And then over in race 8, you've got the favourite, Zooming Zebra, who's a nice 3-year-old filly with City form.
Yeah, well, I don't know about City form. Like, she, every time we go down there, she just doesn't seem to produce what she can in the bush, but whether it's just a bit weaker in the bush. And so we thought we'd come back and try and go back through the grades and try and get her back to... When we go to town, the jockeys get off and say, yeah, no, they really quite like her. She's just either a bit unlucky or not good enough, you know.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've got 2 good chances, Russ. Which one, if I have to have a dollar, and I will, which one will I be backing?
Oh, I think the Zooming Zebra is the one on the up. The Desert Ibis, we're just sort of finding our way with him. I think he's better off probably getting out to 14, but I could be wrong on that one. But he's got a fair bit of weight.
All right, Zooming Zebra, Jamie Mott, race 8, number 6 is the one.
Yep.
Perfect, Russ. Good luck. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Russell Osborne joining us there. His best today. Race 8, number 6, Zooming Zebra, around $3 in early markets. Tab.com.au. We'll try and find you another winner with Andrew Dale, who joins us, who might be a debutant, I think, on the early mail. Andrew, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're going well. Now, you got 3 heading to Benalla today. Your first, race 5, number 1, Eric the Axe, who placed last start. What can we expect today?
Yeah, well, he probably steps up in grade coming back from, or coming from the bench, 52 of Kyden, which was like a non-tab meeting on Christmas, I think, sorry, no, New Year's Eve. So, yeah, he probably comes up in grade a bit, but his run was quite good at Kyden, so... I'm expecting him that he'll roll forward from a wide gate and hopefully be really competitive today.
All right. Quite nice in the market. It's a bit of an each-way shot there. Eric the Axe, race 5, number 1. Race 6, number 3, Suburbia, around $4.40, tab.com.au at the moment. What are you hoping from Suburbia today? Ran 6 to Huntley Castle a couple of starts back.
Yeah, look, I suppose now that the form's read okay around that race, you would think coming back to sort of 58 grade over a mile, I'm quietly confident that he'll be in the finish today. He's been thereabouts his preparation, Andrew, and had a good prep last time in, won 3 or 4 races, probably 64 and 66 grade respectively in Victoria and New South Wales. New South Wales probably finds him out a little bit. So back to 58 grade today, back to the mile. I think he's got a great chance, and we've just mixed his training up a little bit. Had a week down at an equestrian property doing some work in the paddocks and the trails and over logs and sticks. So hopefully he'll see a good performance from Suburbia today.
Do you do that often with horses?
Oh, look, you do. We've tried horses, especially when you're not sure whether they've reached their mark or not. And Suburbia was a horse we bought from Kieran Maher. And Dave Eustace, he was a maiden, beautifully bred horse, one of the Yulong horses, and we managed to win 3 or 4 quite quickly with him, but he's probably, he may have reached his mark, and so I suppose you try a few different things before you make your decisions long-term about the future of the horse.
5-year-old at the moment, of course, and then you've got a 4-year-old gelding going around in race 6 as well, Classic Fastnet at $19, number 4 here. How do you race Classic Fastnet? Are we hoping for a bit of improvement today?
100%. He's again, he was another English digital purchase by a client of ours, and Fastnet Rock gelding, beautifully bred, cost a lot of money. The Hayes camp, elected to move him on, even though he's only lightly raced with about 8 or 9 starts and a couple of victories. But, he's been difficult to get a read on. Big, sort of heavy, strong growth gelding, and fourth up today. So hopefully, again, he's followed the same sort of program as Suburbia. Had a week away down at an equestrian farm, and hopefully you can see some improvement today from Classic Fastnet, Andrew.
Right, Andrew. Now's the test. If I was to give you a dollar, where would you be investing today out of your 3 runners?
Certainly in Suburbia, I'd say. No problems at all. I'm optimistically confident that he's found the right race, as I said, and I think he'll be going very close today.
All right, all the best. Race 6, number 3, Suburbia. Andrew, good luck on debut on the Early Mail.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Andrew Dale there, trainer in Wang. His best of the day. Race 6, number 3, Suburbia. And then for Russell Osborne at Benalla, his best. Race 8,
number six,
Zooming Zebra. So hopefully we can get your winner today at Benalla. Time to take a break. News time. It's 7 o'clock.